Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined in the Star Line by a man who despises unpredictability but loves March Madness. The owner of Crime Fiction Works newsletter, When She Left, has been called crime fiction at its finest. We welcome E.A. Amar.
Hi, how are you? Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely great. E.A., let's go beyond the mic. From your book, quote, if you kept a low profile and hid your crimes with even a slight degree of competence, no one would catch you, unquote. You've written multiple dark thrillers. How easy and hard is it writing about crimes you've never committed, right?
yeah, I mean, most of the stuff I write about, I've never done. I'm so boring, come to think about it. Now that you put it that way, I'm a shoplift. I got to do something. I got to get out there, man. But everything's imagined, right? So every character, everything like that. So yeah, it's not too difficult. I try not to do, the only hard part's the research.
You talk about imagination. EA, why is writing both female and male perspectives challenging?
Yeah, for different reasons. You know, I've traditionally written from women's perspectives, and I do that from the third person because I don't have, I can't get into their mind with the kind of insight that women can. And women are writing crime fiction right now, especially in psychological thrillers, so well. I don't want to compete with that. So I don't try. I try to make my woman very realistic. All my early readers are women, as are my agent and editor. But I don't, I'm fortunate because they'll call me out on everything I get wrong, and they delight in doing so. With men, writing men, it's a bit different because men aren't typically written emotionally in crime fiction. And part of that is by, design and by character. But I wanted to write this book about men reacting to stuff. And even if they're not reacting in outward emotions, they're reacting in different ways.
Lucky suffers from crying fits and panic attacks.
Yeah.
How is his fight to rebuild his family life a theme you can relate to?
Yeah, it really informed the book, and his character, because with Lucky Wilson, so he's a reluctant, hitman / realtor, and there's some humor there, some dark humor about this conflicted hitman, and that's a trope that we've seen. But with Lucky, I didn't want him to be a caricature, and giving him a devotion to his family was something that was genuine and authentic, and it's something I share too. Once we had a kid and, stuff like, after I got married, my outlook on things, started to shift. And, that devotion was something that I was able to put into Lucky, and it grounded him. And like Lucky, I'm barely hanging on to my family. They're so over me, but you write what you know.
My wife's a realtor and she does feel like a hitman to me. So I totally understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
E.A. Amar is the author of the latest thriller, When She Left, and he joins us beyond the mic. He despises unpredictability, but alas, it's time for the Rocky Nate 8 random questions answer with the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
E.A., there is no pressure. What's the best thing about a dog?
The ears. Rubbing the ears.
Oh, yeah. So great. So soothing. Mm-hmm. When reading a book for Crime Fiction Works, what overarching theme touches you, makes you love a book?
It has to be personal. There has to be some. I don't really enjoy as much global books like terrorism events or something. I like smaller books. So that's what calls to me.
Is there a character of yours you had to rewrite several times because they just didn't feel right?
Yeah, and When She Left, it was a character named Ruby, who is one of the characters, Jake's mom. It took me a long time to figure out exactly what made her tick, and I wrote a lot of backstory for her that I pared down because of that.
Where's your favorite place to take your son to relax?
Oh, Dave and Buster's. We go to Dave and Buster's, and we spend way too much money, and we both play video games until our eyeballs bleed. It's the best.
You play more than they do sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
How many times do you have to promise your editor not to tinker with your book?
Oh my gosh, that's such a good question, because that is something we had to agree on, because I always tinker with it after it's done. And I'm like, can we use this person instead? And she made me promise, like, no, at a certain point, it's done. I was like, okay, I guess.
EA, which young writer inspires you today?
Two, I'd say that just off the top of my head, Jordan Harper, who is out in LA and is also a screenwriter. His books are amazing. And his last one, Everybody Knows, came out last January. It's great. And then a writer out of Canada, Jennifer Hillier, who writes psychological thrillers. And you'd know the minute you read her books if it's a Jennifer Hillier book. I really admire that.
How about your favorite comic book of all time?
I think it's one where I really love the Preacher series. I love the Punisher series. Garth Ennis did both of those. There is a X-Men versus, I forget which the bad guys were, comic book that I just read over and over as a kid. And I loved it. It was, X-Men against the Juggernaut. It was great.
Where's the place you want to go to on vacation?
I'm from Arizona. I mean, not from there, but I lived there I was there in high school in a year of middle school. And Arizona is where I love going. It feels like home for me, even if I was only there 5 years. That land just calls to me for some reason.
I'm going to sneak in one more. When you got your first copy of the finished book in your hand, what were your emotions?
You know, I was excited. I was happy. I was really happy because I'm normally nervous but about books, you know, coming out. But I felt like this book, I don't know, maybe it's because this is my fourth one and I'm familiar with the process now, but something about it, I felt very confident and very assured and just like, you know, I know what I wrote. I know how it's going to be received. I felt like I did. And I feel strong about it. So it was an oddly assured feeling.
It's time for one big question with the author of When She Left, E.A. Amar, Beyond the Mic. E.A., quote, love is worth killing for, unquote. But what is writing worth to you?
Well, not much money, but it's worth a lot. I hope it's always going to be what I turn to. You know, it's always going to be, I hope it's always a part of my life. It's been a part of my life for over, like 24 years now, you know, and every day almost part of my life. And it's, I hope that that's something that remains. I hope it's always as important to me as it was when I first started writing and you're just kind of like lovingly making it up as you go, everything about it.
He loves playing video games with his son, vacationing in Arizona, and wants you to read When She Left, the talented EA Amar. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you for having me on. It was so fun talking with you.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.